from KQED.
Earlier this year, we brought you the story of a petty thief who spent years locked in solitary confinement after California prison officials determined he belonged to a violent prison gang. Throughout his time in solitary, Ernesto Lira insisted he was never a member of any gang, and he sued the Department of Corrections over mental problems he says he developed behind bars. Well, Lira had his day in court and won. Michael Montgomery has this update.
In a U.S. District courtroom in San Francisco, a parade of witnesses spent weeks last spring sparring over everything from prison design and inmate art to secret gang codes. The trial was the culmination of a lawsuit filed by former inmate Ernesto Lira against the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. For months, Lira agonized as he awaited a ruling.
I didn't know what to think. It's been so long. I mean, more times out of none, a prisoner don't got a chance in the world to even get his case in the courts.
Then last week, Lira got a surprise from his lawyer. They had won. In a 49-page decision, U.S. District Court Judge Susan Ilston ruled that evidence used by the Department of Corrections to identify Lira as an associate of a Latino prison gang was unreliable. The ruling also said the state denied Lira due process after he was placed in solitary under the department's controversial prison gang policy.
I said, oh, man, you know what I mean? This is good. There was this big gorilla or this big pressure, you know, on my back for since the trial or since all this began, which was back in 1995.
Some legal observers say the importance of the ruling lies in the question of what happened to Lira and to his mind during the years he spent alone in a windowless security housing unit or SHU.
The big news of Lira is the judge found that solitary confinement can be the cause of mental illness. And it's the type of mental illness we see in combat veterans, post-traumatic stress disorder, major clinical depression.
Charles Carbone is an attorney who's represented dozens of inmate lawsuits against the Department of Corrections. He also advised Lira's legal team.
The department has hotly disputed and certainly contest that the SHU itself can be the cause of mental illness. And the judge here resoundingly disagreed.
What's more, the court found that mental illness can be present long after a person is released from solitary confinement. Since he left prison last year, Lira has lived among friends and family in the small San Joaquin Valley town where he grew up.
Right here, this is a family house. I mean, this is where, when we migrated from Texas, we came here to Planada.
Lira is trim and muscular, with slick back hair, a chiseled jaw, and a bushy mustache. When he talks, he sometimes repeats himself or loses his flow. His eyes wander. He's taking a variety of medications to stabilize his moods. Lira's brother Raul says his mind is tangled.
His mind is not right. He don't act like a regular person. You know, his mind, like I said, he's all way behind. Many years behind in his mind. And his mind is trauma, kind of trauma. He needs a lot of help.
Since I was sensorily deprived all these eight years in a cement tomb, I haven't lived a normal life. You know, say had a job, you know, 9 to 5 or 6 to 3, you know what I mean, working the fields. It don't matter, but it's hard. You know, for me, it's hard.
Mr. Lira constantly has to be reminded to do simple things like to eat, to shave.
Paul Good is a forensic psychologist who testified for Lira as an expert witness.
Because for 8 years, you don't have those choices. You don't know. You don't have to make decisions.
Corrections officials involved in the Lira case declined repeated requests for interviews, but at trial, the state argued that Lira's psychological problems were due to conditions that existed prior to his time in solitary and were not the product of the SHU. But Paul Good says the court's ruling affirmed a growing body of research linking mental illness with long-term confinement and isolation units like the SHU.
It's certainly true that not everyone will develop a mental disorder during or after the SHU experience. But it is certainly a powerful stressor that can cause serious psychological symptoms.
Still, the ruling focuses narrowly on Lira's case. He lost his bid to force the department to change the way it uses solitary confinement. What's more, through legal maneuvers, the state avoided paying out millions in damages. All Lira won was a judge's order to clear his name. But he says that's the most he ever hoped for when he filed the suit in prison 10 years ago.
I did my most. I did my best. At least I did something maybe that opened the door for some dude that was in the shoe facing all these years. And maybe my case brought a little bit of, a step for him, his release.
For the state's cash-strapped Department of Corrections, there may be more bills to settle over the Lira case. Legal fees could top $1 million, and the number of new lawsuits are expected to skyrocket as a result of the ruling. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
And you can hear Michael's original story about Ernesto Lira and his case on our website, californiareport.org.